autonomous sensory meridian response. What does the meridian part have to do with it?
It's weird.
I think it's called that because in Chinese medicine, it's like the pathways that your body has inside of it.
Your chakras?
Your chakras. You're blitzing your chakras by listening to ASMR, I guess. You know, some people fall asleep with that.
Yeah, they use it. But I mean, there's like
in our church.
What?
Should I say?
Using ASMR?
They use like... I don't know if they use something like that to fall asleep.
Well, there's different forms of ASMR.
Yeah, because what he's talking about is
the whispering.
The food one.
No, the food ones. Yeah. Yeah. There's ones that is just like, okay, all right, can you stop that? There's videos of people, they like eat food, mm-hmm. but they eat into like mics like this.
Yeah.
Where it just picks it all up and they'll eat like.
That's cringe.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, it just
anything.
Nasty.
It doesn't matter what they eat.
Yeah, anything. It just sounds nasty. Yeah. But people love hearing that stuff, though.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's huge.
There's a huge audience for that kind of stuff.
But that's that's considered ASMR.
Yeah.
But they do a bunch of, like, weird, like, sound effects, like a brush hitting your hair mm-hmm. or stuff like that.
Like, I don't know if it was you. We pulled up a video, and it was like, oh, that's, like, super satisfying. It was, like, a guy cutting soap, and, like, it just, like, cuts it.
Yeah, but that's not ASMR.
That's, like, visual.
Yeah. It's, like, a visual. But that's, like, a form of, like,
I've seen videos like that. That's gained some popularity mm-hmm. when it, like, it's, like, hashtag satisfying, so satisfying
like
or something.
Like steak sizzling.
Well, they have this. They have this thing. Yeah, I don't even know what it's called, but it's like it's a huge metal. I don't know, like a plate almost, or like a weight, mm-hmm. and they bring it down on different objects, and it has like a series of holes. And so, let's say he brings it down on crayons, it'll smash it,
yeah,
and then it just the crayons just shoot through the holes or whatever. Yeah. But they do it with like candles. They'll do it with like. Gummy bears.
Oh, it's like a pneumatic press type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah. Like a hydraulic press.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like really strong, basically. Mm-hmm. But people get satisfied over seeing it like mm-hmm. shoot through the holes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird. People are satisfied with weird things.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
So
is that a
visual version of ASMR or something?
No, because what ASMR actually refers to is like when the hair like... stands up on like your back or your arms or something like
when
that.
When you get like goosebumps,
yeah,
what they
get
call
goosebumps,
it?
Goosebumps, yeah.
So basically, it's something that you hear or see.
No.
Or just hear.
It's audio sensory.
Okay, audio.
What if you don't have hair on your back?
Here we go.
Do Armenians not have hair on their backs?
They don't got
I'm
any hair on their
about
legs.
Me. I said, what if you?
Everybody has hair
then
on
you
their
get your
back.
Hair on, get some hair on your legs,
yeah, you
boy.
You need to get some hair on your back, boy.
Are you saying you're a smooth man?
I wasn't speaking of myself.
I was asking
for a friend.
For an Armenian friend. What's going on there?